Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, March 2nd. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And please bear with me, I am having a slight difficulty with my equipment. So while I wait for my tablet to respond to me, let me just remind you that this is the first prayer service in the month of March, which is Women's History Month. And I'd like to celebrate a very special woman in my life, my best friend Darlene Williams. Her birthday is tomorrow. So if you have a moment, please reach out to Miss Williams and help her celebrate tomorrow. And also, this is my one-year anniversary facilitating Wednesday night prayer services. So, please let me remind you of two things tonight. Number one, please quiet all background noise. When the line is unmuted, that means your conversations, your telephone, your TVs, your radios, all those good things. In my case, it would be my pets. And the other thing I want you to keep in mind is that you should keep your phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with a prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Kenneth Brooks.
Welcome, my First Baptist family, to Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, bless this meeting in a special way. We thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring us hope through even the toughest of times. Strengthen us for your divine purpose, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for all ways being with us and never forsake us. Thank you for your precious son, Jesus, who died on the cross and rose up to pay our sin debt so that we may have everlasting life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for all that you do, for all that you have given, and all that you will do. Help us to stay set our eyes on you, Heavenly Father. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you. We need you right now, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy, Heavenly Father. We thank you for calling us to be your people. Cleanse our heart and our lives with your Holy Spirit, and make our prayers pleasing to you. Guide us by your Holy Spirit as we follow the path of Jesus, our Savior. All glory and praise are yours. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Nicole Bazemore.
Good afternoon, First Baptist Church. I'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And it reads, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and the one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety onto him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Again, that was 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his mighty word, and for his spirit to dwell deep within those who listen to this mighty word. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Lamar Pearson.
I can't get him to pray tonight. He had a doctor's appointment. You should be glad to pray.
Okay.
God, we praise you tonight. We magnify your name, Lord God. You're so good. You're so kind. You're so merciful, O Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we come confessing our sin, knowing that you're faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, there are things you told us to do that we have not done, things you told us not to do, we did anyway. But, oh, Heavenly Father, you're so kind. You're so merciful. You woke us up this morning, allowed us to see a brand new day. And we come thanking you at the end of the hour, Lord. Lord God, we're whispering a prayer in the morning, and we're whispering a prayer at noonday, and now we come whispering a prayer in the evening to keep our heart in tune. For God answers prayer in the morning, and God answers prayer at noonday, and God answers prayer in the evening. Lord God, we thank you that you are a prayer-answering God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to be with our leaders all over the world, oh, Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, give us the mind to pray, to intercede for each other, oh, Heavenly Father, for our bereaved families tonight, oh, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, there's someone that's waiting to come into the kingdom, oh, Heavenly Father. Let us continue to do the work of an evangelist, oh, Heavenly Father, for you say work while you stay, for night comes when no man shall work. And, Lord God, I want to thank you tonight because I have the opportunity to do it for my circle leader, Miss Armaine Williams, and her daughter, Darlene, and Sister Bridgman. They were so faithful to me when I was having my children. They were always there. They were always there. They were always there. Wonderful women of God, oh Heavenly Father. Powerful circle leaders, oh God. And then her two daughters, Darlene, Karen, And then Sister Brittany Smith's daughters were so wonderful to us. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless Reverend Tucker, because he had that vision for the circle ministry, that we will continue, Lord God, to be faithful, to edify each other, Lord God, and to be standing in the gap, Lord God. So, you know, Lord, you said that 1,000 would fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but nothing will come near us, Lord. You said that you would give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, Lord.
Oh, yes.
And Lord God, we are entering and we are standing and dwelling in your secret place. And Lord God, we're just here asking you to keep us in your care. Keep us in your care, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord God, I ask you to continue to watch over my husband, my children, my children's children. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know our needs. Lord God, I thank you that 30 years ago, I came down with lupus. My nephrologist told me that she got closer to God when she saw how you healed me, Lord. And, oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your healing power. For you healed for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of your peace was upon us. And by your stripes, we are healed, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we enter into this season of celebration, celebration of your death and your resurrection, Lord God. And God, we just thank you that you got up and that we serve a risen Savior, Lord God, knowing that you're still in the world today. And Lord God, knowing that you are a soon coming King, a soon coming King, in the name of Jesus. We're so glad to be in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is now your time to speak directly to the Lord during this 2-minute closed mic prayer. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you desire. Thank him for all the things that he's done for you. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, church. I just look to the Lord. God, our Father, thank you so much, Father God, Lord Jesus, for wonderful night, people, Father. Thank you for just allowing us to wake up this morning. Praise your holy divine name. Thank you that we have opportunity to worship and praise you one more time, oh Father. Thank you, Lord God, for my wife, my children, and my family, Father God. Continue to keep your everlasting arms wrapped around us. Give us all we stand in need of. Thank you also for my First Baptist Church family, oh Lord. Thank you for the ones who came before us, oh Lord God, that gave us the opportunity to have a place that we can call home, oh Lord. I'm so grateful that we have business that gave us a chance to just to reach out to them, oh Father God, and to let them know that our Lord lives. So I pray, Father God, you will touch their hearts in a mighty, mighty way and help them to hear a message tonight, oh Lord, that to change their minds and to help us all to be and feel closer to you. Thank you, Lord God, for just being so good and being so great and being so wonderful to us all, oh Father. Because you are a great God, almighty God, who sits high and looks low and see all of our faults, but yet provide every last one of our needs. Because today is a new day with new mercies we see. You know, no matter how many times we stumble and fall in the past, our Father will always allow us to have an opportunity to get things right, oh Father. So please forgive us for all things we did that's unpleasing to you, oh Father God, so that we can receive your wonderful forgiveness. Today is a wonderful day that we have an opportunity to celebrate Lent, oh Father God, where we can reflect, we can repent of our sin, and we can also prepare our hearts and our minds to celebrate the Easter and Jesus' resurrection on the cross, oh Father, for the 40 days that we have opportunity just to fast and sacrifice and to give our lives over to you. Bless us in a mighty, mighty way, oh Father God. Help us to grow and just draw a little close to you, oh Father. Thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Graciously give it to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts so we can feel your ever-loving joy. I pray, Father God, you will watch over our past in the mighty, mighty way, oh Father God. Strengthen him and his family as only you can do, oh Lord. And I pray that you will touch the hearts and minds of our sick and shattered members, oh Lord God, that's calling out your name right now, oh Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just send them blessings of your power and your spirit and heal them as only you can do. And please, Father God, watch over our young people, oh Lord God. There's so much temptation around this world right now, Father. I pray, Father God, you just keep a head of attention around our young people, oh Lord God, because they are our future. And help us to just set good examples, oh Lord, because we all make mistakes in life, oh Father. But I pray, Father God, you would just let your Holy Spirit dwell deep within our hearts, oh Father, so we have the opportunity to worship you more, to serve you more, and to glorify you every chance we get. We are so grateful, thankful, and happy, oh Father, that we had an opportunity tonight just to say thank you for all the things you've done for us, oh Father. I pray, Lord God, you would just send blessings of healing to our nation, oh Father, oh Lord. You know what our nation is going through right now, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, you would just tug on us all so that we can be better people to serve you, worship you, and praise you. And I pray that you will keep our feet on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone, our God, teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. And I pray, Father God, you would just touch the hearts and minds of the family members who were lost, loved ones, O Father, who are broken down, because their family members are not here right now, Father. I pray you just comfort them as only you can do, and let us receive your marvelous forgiveness. Bless us all and keep us and watch over people that's less fortunate around this world, and help them and help us all to be able to praise you, worship you, and glorify your name. And help us not to get tangled all up in the web of this world, where we have opportunity to praise you, worship you, and glorify your holy divine name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deacon William Andrews, Jr., who is the chairman of the FBC Deacons Ministry.
Thank you. my First Baptist Church family, friends and visitors, I greet you with the love of Jesus. First and foremost, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, to my pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, to the Wednesday night prayer service committee, and to the technology department who, come rain or shine, never fails to provide this and other productions for the betterment of our congregation and friends. I come before you this evening with words of inspiration and hopes that your lives might be the better for it. Let us pray. God our Father, come before you just now acknowledging your awesome power. And I ask now that your awesome power would come forth through me, that I and my frailty might decrease, and you and your majesty might increase, that your word would be glorified and your people edified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The song played before your hearing that preceded me was entitled I Found a Treasure, sung by the Austin Stone Worship Kids. And that song talked about finding a treasure sent down from heaven. The goodness of God and how God is all that you should want and need, and how we should follow wherever God leads us. If I were to put a tag on this message, it would be Hidden Treasures, a.k.a. Hidden Figures. Hidden Treasures, a.k.a. Hidden Figures. When we think of treasures, we think of them in terms of something that is hidden, something that you must put forth an effort to find. I have for your hearing three quotes concerning hidden treasures. And the first quote simply says, "There comes a time in every rightly constructed boy's life when he has a raging desire to go somewhere and dig for hidden treasures." And the second quote sort of piggybacks off of the first quote, and it states, "The trick is you can't find hidden treasures until you start digging. Often enough, if you take the leap and do something, something will happen." And the final quote has a more personal meaning to us as Christians, and it says, "We must read our Bibles like men digging for hidden treasures." As we further examine this message concerning hidden treasures, I'd like to break it down that you might grasp the full measure of this message as I attempt to impart upon you the following three points. Point number one, you can't hide from God, for you are his hidden treasure. And the God we serve is omnipotent, seeing and knowing all. Point number two, what you do for Christ will not go unnoticed. It will not be hidden. And finally, point number three, the Great Commission, which declares you go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, ensures that the gospel of Jesus the Christ will never be hidden to all believe in him and seek him out. Gospel of Jesus Christ will never be hidden to all who believe and seek him out. As we further dissect this word hidden, I direct your attention to the scripture found in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. When you found it, say amen. And if you need a little bit more time, say I will be in Sunday school next Sunday. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. In that scripture, you'll find these words. Then they heard the Lord walking in the garden during the cool part of the day. The man and his wife hid from the Lord God amongst the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said, "Where are you?" Now, this, believers of the gospel, was a rhetorical question, because the God we serve is omnipotent. He knows and sees all. I suggest that God was asking Adam, "Where are you in your relationship with me?" For there used to be an openness between us, and now you're hiding from me. You can't hide from God. No matter what you do or have done in your lives, you cannot hide from God. Secondly, I suggest that what you do for Christ will not go unnoticed, will not be hidden. There was a movie that came out in the year 2017 titled Hidden Figures, which chronicled three brilliant African-American women, Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson's contribution to the NASA space program. This, I might add, took place during the time when segregation and Jim Crow was the law of the land. Separate but equal was the soup of the day. The women of color were forced to drink out of colored-only water fountains and to use colored-only bathrooms. Basically, they were treated as second-class citizens, and their brilliant mathematical calculations and work was hidden so others could receive the adulation and credit until somebody said something. Until a critical junction in the space program came about, when the calculations had to be exact if the mission was to succeed. Now, the astronauts whose lives were on the line knew who was responsible for the brilliant calculation that made the space program thrive and demanded that this one particular hidden figure, Katherine Johnson, be thrust to the forefront that she might receive her just due in ensuring that the astronauts' lives would not be in peril and the mission of success. These women of color were the hidden figures in the NASA space program, and their efforts, much in the same manner, mirror the fact that what you do for Christ will not go unnoticed. Let me repeat that, because y'all are not hearing me. What you do for Christ will not go unnoticed. It will not be hidden. So you keep on reading your Bibles and keep on praying. Keep on witnessing to what God has done for you. Keep on loving your neighbor. Keep on giving to the poor and the needy. Keep on tithing. Keep on praising him. Because what you do for Christ will not go unnoticed. But I just stopped by to tell you this evening of the greatest hidden treasure and hidden figure ever known to mankind. You see, he was talked about by the prophet who predicted the coming of Messiah. Well, they didn't know the day or the hour. They only knew he was the only the way. Some even thought it might be John the Baptist, but that was not the case. So the Jews were petitionally waiting for the Messiah who would come rescue them from their enemies and save the day. They were expecting a great warrior riding in on a golden chariot, clothed in shining armor, besitting a great warrior and king, armed with weapons of mass destruction. And here comes Jesus, clothed only in a robe, riding in on the donkey, a hidden figure to the Jews if there ever was one. And despite all his great teachings and miracles, the crowd still cried out for Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. You see, to the Jews, Jesus was still a hidden figure. And if we take this story a little bit further, to the cross at Calvary and then on to the grave, we discover that on the third day, oh, y'all not hearing me, on the third day he got up, bringing about another hidden figure, because nowhere in that old borrowed tomb could Jesus' body be found by the Roman soldiers. But I just stopped by to tell you, Jesus was not hidden from the believers of the gospel. The scripture declares that he appeared before his disciples, calling them to the Great Commission, to go forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, ensuring that the gospel of Jesus the Christ would never be hidden. Is Jesus the hidden figure and hidden treasure that's missing in your life? Has your relationship with God caused you to go into hiding? Are you in a witness protection program? If that's you, I suggest you put your shovels down and pick up your Bibles and begin to excavate for your true treasure that is not hidden and is available to you. If you only believe and seek him out, and I prepare to close, I would like to share with you a hidden treasure encounter that I recently experienced. After being absent from Facebook for a few months, I noticed I had a friend request from Reverend Nancy Knight, to my surprise, because I thought I had already befriended her months ago. So I thought maybe we got unfriended some kind of way, so I accepted her friend request. Suddenly, a few days later, I noticed that I had received a message in the chat form from Nancy Knight, which said, hello. So I responded in kind and said, hello, how are you doing? I hope all is well. To which she responded, I'm doing pretty good, and life's blessed. Hope all is well with you and the family. To which I replied, all is well. Enjoy what's left of your weekend and stay safe. And her reply was, good and awesome. Happy to see you online. I have good news to share with you. Guess what? Now here I am ready to eat my dinner, and I'm hungry, and Nancy Knight is declaring she has some great news for me. I feel a sermon coming on about the great news of Jesus Christ. Now I find myself asking the question, do I want to receive this great news right now? Because I'm so hungry and ready to eat. But the Christian in me said, go for it. It's never a bad time for the good news of Jesus the Christ. So I replied, what is this good news you're about to bless me with? And she said, have you heard from the Department of Health and Human Services? Now my mind is wandering. I'm thinking, where is she going with this? And I replied back, concerning what? And she said, they have a program meant for retired, disabled, and old citizens. I received $150,000 from them when I claimed my winning money. Did you get yours from them? Now I'm getting real suspicious. So I responded back, I do fit one of those categories. I'm old, but I'm not yet retired. Sounds like a conversation I would like to have over the phone. Call me. She replied, I'm very serious. Your name appeared on the list. Many people have claimed their prize, including me. I just thought I would see if you had gotten yours. I think you should contact the claiming agent right now to see if your name is still on the winner's list. Do you know how to do that? And when my suspicion finally reached this peak, I answered and I quote, you know as well as I do that the love of money is the root of all evil. So you can exclude me from this conversation. And that's when I knew for sure that it wasn't the esteemed Reverend Nancy Knight that I was chatting with. Because the next response was, here's the winning claiming agent number. I said all that to say this. If the treasure isn't grounded in the word of God, then it's no treasure at all. For Matthew 7:15 reveals, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. In conclusion, if we were in the sanctuary, I would give you this direction. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, Jesus is not a hidden figure or a hidden treasure. He's available to you only if you believe and seek him out. And since we can't do that, I'm going to instruct you to turn to your closest family member and say, over. Family member, oh family member, Jesus is not a hidden figure or a hidden treasure. He's available to you if only you believe and seek him out. Amen.
Empty.
The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Deacon Andrews and his message.
Thank you. Same thing happened to me. I tell you, thank you for making it known, because I tell you, people are something.
Thank you so much for your message. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Certainly, we want to thank God again for another blessed opportunity to come together as a church family and participate in this prayer and the inspirational experience. We do want to express our appreciation to Deacon Andrews for that timely word, for that sermon that he gave to us tonight. We are grateful to him and to all of the participants who shared in this experience tonight. You offered yourselves in sincerity, and we are grateful to each one of you for inspiring us and sharing in this experience of prayer. We thank God for each one of you. And certainly we want to thank God for those persons who made this experience possible. You are working faithfully,
and diligently, and we are being blessed by your leadership in making this experience possible, as well as those persons who are using your technical skills to present this program, this experience to us each week. And each week we are blessed over and over again, and we are grateful to each one of you. Let us continue to worship and praise God together, and look forward to coming on Sunday and sharing in our experience. We are going to have our communion experience on Sunday, and we do want you to make sure that you bring your elements, make sure you have your elements, communion elements available. That is a morsel of bread or cracker or some fruit of the vine ready for us to commune together on Sunday morning at our 10 o'clock worship experience. The Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III will be bringing us the message, and we trust that you are going to share with us as we join on Sunday in our communion experience. We do want you to be conscious also of the fact that this is indeed Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent. That is some 40 days before a Good Friday. And we trust that you are going to take this time during this period to draw close to God. And that's a time when you are to drop those baggages that we have, the baggages of sin, and draw close to God, for we need, through prayer and fasting and spiritual fellowship, that we would draw more closely to God and be able to be ready for our joyous occasion on the Easter Sunday morning. We also want you to remember our sick and shut-in. Keep them in your prayers and show that you really care. We do want to also announce and ask that you would pray for the family of Sister Willem Womack, Sister Willem Womack, who transitioned. The arrangements are still pending, but let us pray for Sister Womack, who is, I think she's around 95 years old, but she's been a member of our church for a while, and let us keep the family in prayer. We're now going to open up the lines that you might make your prayer request. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that you can lift up the names of persons that you want special prayer for, or the situations that you want to lift up in prayer. If you will do that now, 20 seconds. Lines God, our Father, we come before you just now asking that you would have mercy on these, your servants, who have gathered here on this special occasion, this time of prayer and praise that we've come. We ask, O God, that you would hear their cries and their pleas. You heard the names of individuals, the names of family members, the names of situations, O God, that they desire you to address. They want you to know that they have concern and would desire your special attention. And so, God, we ask now that you would hear them and hear what their cries. And we know that you know all about them before we even ask. And so, God, we come now that you would bless them as only you can do. We need you, God. We need you. We can't make it without you. We need you every day and every hour. And as we begin this season of Lent, and as we come this season, we ask that you will help us to draw real close to you, to become more acquainted with you, that our hearts and our minds would be attended to you. Bless us, Lord, as only you can do. We pray, O God, that you would draw real close to us, that we'll be empowered in our spirit. Help us to walk in your light. Help us, O God, to overcome the troubles in our lives. Help us to overcome sin. And, oh God, deliver us from the sins of this world, from the sins that we create ourselves and that we find ourselves in. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with us as only you can do. Let us live in your love, oh God. Let us live loving one another, loving family, loving those who even have aught against us. Help us, O God, to overcome our own self-centeredness, that we might be able to be our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. Help us, O God, to walk continuously in your light. Help us, O God, to grow in your power, grow in your grace, grow in the knowledge of thee. Be with us as only you can do and be. And then, Lord, we ask thy blessings and blessings upon that warring nation, O God. Be with the people of Ukraine, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon them. Protect them as only you can do. We ask, O God, that you would help us to learn not to war with one another. Enable us to discover the truth, the love, the hope, the peace. Help us, O God, to be the people that you want us to be. Bless us. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.